we expect from God in our prayer? What do we expect from God in our prayer? It's the question I want to pose this morning. We had a diocesan priest retreat about a month ago, and I only been ordained a priest about a week at that point. But the speaker was mostly discussing confession, how to be a good confessor, and working on living the life of virtue. And during one of the talks that he gave, although I think this was just a small point, he noted that we often expect more from taking Tylenol than we do from asking God for things in our prayer. Meaning, when I take Tylenol for a headache, I expect it to work. I expect my headache to go away at some point. But when we pray to God, should we not have a similar attitude? Should we not have an expectation that something will happen for us that is for our good? And yet, often when we pray, it can be easy just to make a request and then not expect that much is really going to happen. Or if something does happen, not recognize that God is acting in our lives from that prayer request that we make. So, what do we expect from God in our prayer? Let's talk a little bit about how to talk to God. In our gospel, Jesus has two images that I think are helpful to be able to see God in prayer. First, he tells us to call God Father. He gives us the Our Father at the beginning of this gospel. And this is a real privilege of a title that we receive for God. It's the way that Jesus addresses God, his heavenly Father. And all of us here, we are adopted sons and daughters of God through Christ in our baptism, which makes God our Father. God is the ideal Father. He's a Father who gives to their children what they need. Sometimes this can include discipline in a good way, too, to help us grow as human beings so we can draw closer to him. He teaches us. He shepherds us, which is what earthly fathers also do, to lead us, to keep us on the right path. Now, our experience of fatherhood may cloud this vision, depending on the kind of earthly father that we experienced, or maybe we didn't experience when we were growing up. And no earthly father is perfect by any means. But the point is that God is our Father, and he's a Father who is perfect, all-powerful. And if he is these things, should we not ask for needs from him in our life, if he is truly our Father, and we call him Father? But God is also our friend, and this is a little bit of less of a subtle image here in this gospel, but Jesus gives us a parable of a person who goes to ask a friend in the middle of the night for 3 loaves of bread because he doesn't have any to give to his guests. And initially, it sounds like the man might deny the man's request. But Jesus says that if that person, that man, does not get up because of his friendship, then he will because of his persistence. And I'll talk about this persistence in just a moment. But Jesus calls us friends. Often in these parables, when Jesus is talking, he's talking about God, what God is like. And Jesus himself, in other parts, in other gospels, refers to his disciples as friends, and by extension calls us friends. And when we have close friends, we share our lives with them. We call upon them in a time of need, or we can. And if they truly care about us, then they will want our good. And God cares even more about our good than our human friends do, no matter, you know, how good our human friends may be, because, again, they're earthly and not perfect. But in these cases, this is the way that we can address God, right? Father and friend, right? These are two ways that we can see God in our prayer, when we go and speak with him. And they're both the same in God, And so, have we ever tried speaking to God in this way? Have we ever tried trying to talk to God as a father, as a friend? And this helps so we don't see God as this distant thing that's out in the universe somewhere, far off, not close to us at all. But seeing God as an intimate, personal being who wants to talk to us as a friend and cares deeply about our needs. Because again, he created each one of us out of love. So then, when we pray, what are some things we can do? How can we increase our expectations of God in our prayer? Well, I have two things that I think our readings point to that can help us with this. The first is that we need to be bold in our request that we make. Be bold in our request. And if there's a real grace that we need in our life, then we shouldn't be afraid to ask for it in our prayer. So do we need healing in our life? Or do we know someone in our life who may need healing, whether that's physically, spiritually, or mentally? Do you need something in your marriage, something that might be lacking? Is your family struggling in some way that you can think of? Are you having trouble finding employment, or are you struggling financially? All of these different things, and any other needs that we may experience in our lives, we should bring these things to the Lord and ask him clearly for what we want and not be afraid to ask him, because that's what Jesus is telling us to do. He's telling us to ask and we will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. But we have to ask. Even if that request is a big request, there's nothing that God is too big for God to handle. We should always be aware of that and really give those requests over to God. And when we do that, we might be surprised by what happens. Now, we may not get exactly what we want, but God will always give us what we need. We have to remember that, as Jesus says here in the gospel, that God won't give us a snake if we ask for a fish, or he won't hand us a scorpion if we ask for an egg. And this is kind of a humorous image, but the point is that God is not going to give us something when we ask for something else. He's going to give us what we need. He's not going to do something that's going to harm us. And it's important, too, to maybe keep note of what happens when we receive something, when you pray for something and you get it. Then make a note of that, of whatever you receive. And oftentimes in my own life, I'm surprised by what God will provide. The second thing we learn is to persist in our prayer. Persist in our prayer. And sometimes we have to continue asking in prayer. And this means that our prayers may take time before they're answered. And we may have to continue to ask more than once. And this can be arduous and difficult and feel like it's consuming a lot of time. And you might ask, well, why would God have us persist in prayer? What's the point behind this? If he's all-powerful and can answer my prayer, then why would he delay in doing that? Is God playing games with me in some way? And while this is kind of a complicated topic, I will say that one answer we can think of is that we work on God's time, not our time. We often want things to happen when we want them to happen. But God is outside of space and time. He works according to his own will, according to his plan. And when we ask for things, this also means that we might get something else instead. But when we pray, we're always asking for God's will to be done. That's what the Our Father is really asking for, that God's will be done in our lives. And sometimes God also wants us to draw closer to him in prayer, to trust him a little bit more. So he might have us persist so we can grow in that. And we can view that persistence as a way of just growing in relationship with him, as an act of trust, knowing that he has our good, even if it might take a while. But it's growing in that trust. So persistence can be working on God's time and also trying to grow in that trust for him. And I have to say one thing, too, in regards to prayer, priests don't have it all figured out either when it comes to prayer. I myself could be bolder in asking for things in my life, in my ministry, and persist more. This is the journey that all of us are on in prayer. We're all working together. Our entire life is about growing in prayer, and our prayer may grow, it may change, but we work on it. We grow in it together with the Lord and then with others as well. So what do we expect from God in our prayer then? What do we expect from God in our prayer? Well, God is our Father and friend, and we should approach him that way when we come to prayer. He created us. He sustains us in our being, and we can have this intimate relationship with him and talk to him as a father, as a friend, or whatever that image that might help you to approach him in prayer. And he desires to hear our prayers. He wants us to be bold. He wants us to ask. And sometimes this means that we might have to persist, and this might force us to trust him a little bit more. But if we expect things for good things from modern medicine, from Tylenol, for instance, should we not expect more from an all-powerful, all-knowing God who knows our needs and is willing to answer our prayers? So maybe let's start this morning by asking for something in this Mass, right? As we approach our holy altars, we approach the Eucharist, Jesus in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Let's bring those needs to him, to our Heavenly Father this morning, and allow prayer to really transform our lives.